This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. I am definitely looking rattier and rattier. Sorry you guys have to look at this. It's a mess, but, you know, it's how I be. So, you know, this has been a complete cluster, all right, when it comes to the stimulus money and the who got the money and how it was planned, and was $349 billion enough? When I heard that number, I was like, well, that's just a drop in the bucket. You know, if you're going to offer up to $100,000, right, per business, there's, what, millions of businesses out there. The math just, it just didn't add up. And the stimulus money, as a part of the CARES Act, there were a lot of rules and regulations on who got the money and why they got the money, and how it was supposed to be for payroll, so people would still be able to keep their jobs. But the design of it was not, I believe, as well thought out. Because, again, there wasn't a lot of time. This is the problem. And mind you, look, I might, you know, lean more right on issues of Obamacare and things like that, or left on some social issues, but I am going to call it every time I see an administration do something too quick. Whenever you make a move too quick, we see where the lack of preparation, you know, makes that move a little successful. So, one of the headlines today, and I'm kind of mixed on this, and I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA, is the Shake Shack is returning $10 million government loan that it got, as it's not considered a small business. Now, I thought any business that was employing Americans got to apply for this. I understand Small Business Association, but if you have a franchise, if you have, you know, places that aren't, you know, Google or Amazon, and you have to pay employees, if you have a company that's going to have to furlough a lot of people, you are able to access the stimulus money. So Shake Shack apparently got a lot of criticism for taking money and is giving it back. Ruth Chris, I guess, has been given some criticism, too, and we don't know if they're giving the money back. Taco Cabana, they have not said if they're going to keep the money or not. And I look at this as very on this, because you can't give money, then force or browbeat somebody to give it back. What do you think is going to happen with the employees? What do you think is going to happen to the business? Now, the reason why they were being critiqued is because apparently in 2018, they made, gosh, how many millions in profit? 2018. All right? So they had a good year, which means they should have some coffers. They should have some treasure chest of money to tap in on. But see, Trump gets business, and he knows that these people were going to do that. That money might have already been spent. So we have somebody who kind of knows money and knows business and knows what business people think. I mean, I got to be honest, too. You know, we have employees. We have businesses. When this all happened and we had to shut down, you know, we were thinking, do we just close up shop? I mean, and when they said, no, we're going to give you money, it caused us to rethink selling our investments or getting out of our investments. Because I'm like, oh, okay, so it looks like we will still be able to open. I mean, because we're going to take a loss. We're going to take a huge loss staying open, you know, during these social distancing and wearing masks and only allowing a couple people into the business. Whatever rules they come up with to allow us to open up, we're all going to be operating at a loss. And the average business person, a good business person, will never operate at a loss. You might as well call it quits. So the reason why the stimulus money was put out there is so that people wouldn't call it quits, and people would hopefully reopen when we were allowed to reopen, and then pay staff, etc. So the question lies, do companies that have made money, should they give the money back? Because there's companies out there that didn't get money. Well, all right, now here's a question. Well, if Shake Shack employs how many hundreds of thousands of employees, right, or Ruth Chris or whatever, would that do better for the economy, them still keeping their money? Or do we have, and nobody's telling us the number, do we have millions of small businesses where the money ran out and they can't even, you know, tap in on it, and they're planning to close? You can't promise that you're going to give everybody a whole lot of money and then the money run out. You need to calculate it better. Now, mind you, not everybody got $100,000. You were allowed to apply for up to $100,000. Most people didn't get that, which makes sense. And it looks like the way the banks did this was pretty well choreographed. They looked at payroll, 2.5 times payroll, and then they decided what every company would need. But they don't understand that the majority of your expenses isn't always, you know, payroll. You could also have high rent. You could have, high insurance. There's a whole other, aspect to business that I think they kind of couldn't take into account. But remember, the main goal of this was to keep people working. So I don't know what the answer is, if you should only be a business that clears, let's say, $200,000 a year or under $1 million a year to be able to get the money. Because we want to employ as many Americans as possible. So Neiman Marcus is filing for bankruptcy, furloughing 14,000 employees. Neiman Marcus, I didn't go to a lot because they were kind of expensive. They were like the fancy dresses, and I don't dress fancy. Okay, I'm more Ross and, you know, la 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 TJ Maxx, that's more me. Okay, because if I could sing the logo, you know, come see the softer side of Sears, I'll go to that store. If there's no jingle or logo that's kind of fun to say, I don't go there. So I don't really know what the whole Neiman Marcus thing was. But Neiman Marcus was kind of expensive. So that's a big company. That's a company that probably made a crap load of money in 2018, but they went under. And now you lose 14,000 employees. So I'm not sure what the answer is, and I guess the government is still kind of dinking around on, you know, putting more money out there. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We want to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2-4%, and tiredness, 2-3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to GCN. That is Genesis Communications Network. I'm sorry. You see, this is what happens. You don't know one day from the next. Okay? You pull a Biden. Sorry. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We're taking your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, one of which is, what do I think is going on with Biden? So apparently, Joe Biden had an interview with Sanjay Gupta And, oh, gosh, he's the son of Gloria Vanderbilt, Anderson Cooper. And he was, you know, trying to talk about, you know, FDR's approach to the government and economy and things like that. And he stumbled over words, like I've stumbled over words. And it was, unfortunately, though, one of many other blunders that he's had. And so people are asking if he has dementia, if he has, you know, something that we would call Broca's aphasia, where if you had a stroke, you would have issues being able to convey words, you know. You have aphasia is where you have difficulty carrying out the word. Sometimes you could think of the word perfectly, but it doesn't come out the mouth. That'd be Broca's aphasia. Sometimes you just can't think of the word, which I think Wernicke's aphasia, or you can't think of the word to begin with. All right? But sometimes you just have brain farts. I mean, you know, we do have brain farts. And so, you know, I am not going to diagnose Joe Biden based on, you know, what I'm seeing in interviews and little snippets. But it is concerning that he starts to ramble about things that don't make a lot of sense. And that could be a sign of, you know, some cognitive issues. That doesn't mean he's, you know, has, you know, dementia. I mean, if I'm overwhelmed and I haven't slept and, you know, I've been on a lockdown for how long and I'm not getting my carbs and who knows, you know, you're not going to think clearly all the time, you know, but being, you know, he's in his 70s. He's done this many times before, even when he wasn't running for office. It is concerning. So, you know, I'm not going to, you know, discuss that today. I think that's going to be a conversation that I want to discuss maybe closer to the election because, you know, they're talking about, you know, bringing Michelle Obama onto the ticket, having maybe Joe Biden retire the day he gets into office, and then Michelle Obama, you know, takes over as president. And, you know, the Obama years, Michelle Obama may be nothing like her husband, and she may be a fantastic president. But I, you know, based on what I've seen with her husband, I just don't know if I want more Obamacare or, you know, any of his policies. So at this point, I don't want somebody else replacing Joe Biden running for president. So right now, just kind of let sleeping dogs lie, right? Or, I mean, running for, you know, the Democratic, you know, presidential ticket. I would just say let sleeping dogs lie, okay? We'll talk about it after the election. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So have you guys seen the clashes? The land of the free. Healthcare workers are being heckled. Now, to this, I want to say a hell to the no. Apparently, nurses were clashing with anti-lockdown protesters. Now, mind you, okay, look, a lot of us medical professionals do believe that some of these lockdowns were beyond constitutional, see, and here I go again. The word I'm trying to think of is constitutional protection. What the Constitution is supposed to protect you, this was beyond what, you know, was supposed to be allowed. Let's just say that, okay? And I, you know what it is? I don't know, man. I watched a lot of Netflix this weekend. Honestly, I really wasn't very literally active, so forgive me for my lack of verbiage. But you have now people, I think, fighting the wrong people, okay? Nurses should not be clashing with anti-lockdown protesters. Those two groups are actually more symbiotic than you think. All right? You know, nurses and doctors and all that, we want coronavirus to go away just as fast as you. All right? We're just doing our jobs. Our jobs is to do what the CDC tells us, you know, make sure people stay safe, make sure people avoid, you know, getting affected, you know, having now family members with coronavirus, not my immediate family, but in-laws and distant family, you know, knowing the people whose relatives died of this. I mean, as a doctor, I'm going to tell you, this is a deadly disease, and you don't want to get it, and you don't want your loved one to get it. But as an American citizen, I don't think our Constitution should have been thrown out the window to contain this thing. If we ignore the Constitution, And if we let government do whatever they want, every time there's an infectious disease, then every flu season, we're going to be losing our rights. So I think there is a fine line. However, unfortunately, the groups that were kind of clashing were the protesters and then some healthcare workers. And demonstrations were in Colorado, the Capitol, Tennessee, Oregon, Illinois, California, Montana, Washington State. And so, you know, people are grumpy out there. And I guess it's titled Operation Gridlock. And Operation Gridlock is a demonstration, the largest of which took place in Denver, where hundreds of protesters ignored social distancing guidelines, according to the Daily Mail, and they huddled together on the lawn of the state capitol, waving flags, emblazoned with slogans such as, "Your health does not supersede my right, freedom forever, or freedom over fear, and I would rather risk coronavirus than socialism." So protesters were calling on Governor Polis. They called him a tyrant, insisted that the ongoing economic cost of the shutdown was no longer worth the few lives it would save. No resistance for the protesters. There were some healthcare workers that stood in the street. They were in their scrubs and face masks. They were countering the protests. But, you know, here's the problem. I mean, and this is why this isn't a very, very easy thing to talk about as a doctor. All right, I'm seeing a different side of coronavirus. I'm not as brave as these healthcare workers that are taking care of coronavirus patients, you know, in the ICU. And mind you, I think a lot of protesters also really appreciate what the healthcare workers are doing. I think the media is making it look like it's protesters against healthcare workers. Most people that are not happy with the lockdown are loving medical professionals right now and grocery store workers and gas station attendants, okay? You know, but where I'm seeing things, my look is I get a little different view. I'm getting the view of the people who are in their houses and they're not getting medical care. I'm getting people with abdominal pain, with chest pain, saying, "I can't go to the doctor." And I'm like, yes, you can. The ERs are there for you. Nope. They're saying not to come. And I'm like, I don't think they're saying that. Maybe some are, maybe some aren't. And so I'm worried about the mortality of the people not going to the doctor, not going to the hospitals. There was somebody with a horrible infection just consuming their abdomen, and I said, "Why didn't you go days ago? You have to go to the hospital." Then they're like, "I couldn't go to the hospital because of the coronavirus thing." And I'm like, okay, there are thousands of other illnesses and deadly illnesses besides coronavirus. We need access to our hospitals. And so I think these lockdowns can do more harm than good. So my position would be to start easing up on the lockdowns when we think we could, you know, get a little bit more of a handle of coronavirus. Unfortunately, it's going to mean that people are still going to die. You know, Dr. Oz was under fire for being on Sean Hannity talking about reopening, you know, schools and I get what he was saying, but, you know, it didn't come out well, you know, and, you know, we're all kind of tired, we're all overworked, we're all, you know, interviewing, you know, hours a day and, you know, doing whatever we're doing hours a day. I got to tell you, when this lockdown ends, I'm going to be exhausted. I really need a vacation. It is exhausting, you know, with all the patients you're seeing and everything you're doing. But, you know, he had said, look, you know, for kids to be able to be kids and schools to be reopened, yes, there is going to be a death rate, you know, still. And it didn't really go that well. And I'll tell you his exact quote later. But I get what he was saying. You know, kids have been going to school with people dying. You know, do we stop kids going to school? Do we stop people getting their diabetes taken care of or their, you know, stroke addressed? I mean, how many other illnesses are being, you know, created from this? The 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. Protests held in dozens of cities across the nation over the weekend against governors issuing stay-at-home orders because of the coronavirus pandemic. And President Trump said at yesterday's coronavirus briefing he does agree that some efforts being made by governors to stop the spread of COVID-19 are too extreme.
Some governors have gone too far. Some of the things that happened are maybe not so appropriate. And I think in the end it's not going to matter because we're starting to open up our states. And I think they're going to open up very well.
The chairman of the National Association of Governors, Maryland's Larry Hogan, says,
"Look, we're doing everything we possibly can to reopen in a safe manner, but I don't think it's helpful to encourage demonstrations and encourage people to go against the president's own policy."
Hogan spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Many of you have calls, questions, comments. If I'm not live, we do have an answer line. So let's go to those right now. 1-877-DOCADALI or 1-877-362-3254.
Hello, Doc. My name is Pat, and I heard while I was on Facebook, and there's a Dr. Rashid, R-A-S-H-I-D, A. Buttar, B-U-T-T-A-R, mm-hmm. And he was talking about Dr. Fauci, and I Googled him, and it's kind of scary what his past experience is. So I'd appreciate if you could investigate a little bit or have somebody on your staff investigate, because sounds like he's causing problems. Thanks again. Love your show. Bye-bye.
Okay, well, I appreciate you calling. I will look into it, absolutely. It, you know, my opinion on Fauci has been kind of mixed, because I wouldn't want that job. I would not want that job of having to be the focal point of this whole coronavirus epidemic and then have to play it safe, not only politically, but medically. You know, people, you know, for those people kind of late to the party on what's been going on with Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci is a, he's an MD. He was, I guess a, he was an advisor to over six presidents, right? On HIV and AIDS. He's an infectious disease specialist. He also, you know, provides his expertise on transplantation, autoimmune disorders, I think respiratory diseases, diarrheal diseases, Ebola, Zika, and, you know, he advises on global health issues. And, you know, these global health experts, you know, are tricky positions, because you got that position because you were political, okay? I don't play the political game that well. Okay, you know, I have to have my allegiance to medicine or to patients. And so he had a very difficult job in this realm, because for a doctor, our job isn't the economy. Our job is the patients. So if somebody says, look, we have a disease that's affecting people, people without symptoms can spread it. We are being told that people are dying. We're not being told how many, because China is not telling people how many. He then, a week ago, makes a statement saying, look, we probably should have social distanced earlier. So he played Monday morning quarterback. Now, I don't know why he was goaded into saying that. I don't know why he was asked that, because now he's in a position where he looks like he's bucking the president. Doesn't look good. All right? You know, when you're in an administration, the administration is, you know, trying to show that they have done exactly what they're supposed to. When a doctor says, nah, we should have done it sooner, it implies we lost lives. And it implies that, you know, the opposite to critics of the Trump administration. Saying, well, even Dr. Fauci said that, you know, the Trump administration messed up and cost lots of lives. And that's not what he said. You know? But he said he would have imposed social distancing rules earlier that could have slowed the spread. Now, here's the problem with that statement, and which is why I have to be careful when I'm ever asked about what I would have done differently. We only had the knowledge that we had. And China wasn't giving us jack diddly squat. We also were in the midst of flu season. And with flu season, we have a lot of people die. Peak flu season is January and February. So even if Dr. Fauci did say back in February, guys, can we social distance? Can we, you know, nobody was going to do that. Even in March, people were like, you're doing what? You're going to tell us not to work? What? We're going to lose our health insurance now? So I don't think in February you would have really had most of America on board with this. This was the first time we did a shutdown. And again, I'm not sitting here defending Fauci. I'm not sitting here insulting him. You know, I know, criticizing him. I know there's been a lot of debate and controversy over Dr. Fauci. But, you know, when you're a doctor, you know, your allegiance is to patients, to your medical board, to the medical profession. And then your allegiance is supposed to be politically. So, you know, him making the comment, yeah, you know, we could have social distanced earlier. Yeah, that's something, you know, somebody medical would say, not somebody political. Yeah, but he's not a politician, so we're not going to like what he has to say. Same thing with him predicting or forecasting the number of deaths. When I heard that he predicted 100,000, 200,000, I was like, but I knew why he did it. Because if a doctor predicts less and it doesn't happen, they get in trouble. So if you ask me how many months do I think you have to live, all right, I'm not going to say I think you're going to be dead in 2 weeks. You know, I'm going to say, you know, I think you have, you know, anywhere between now and a month. You see how you do kind of that, you give a little bit of an overestimation. You know, 6 to 9 months. You think they're going to die in 6 months, you tell them 6 to 9. Because if they die in 2 months, you're in trouble. So you need to be as accurate as possible, but you can't under. So overestimating, you know, Fauci saying, you know, all right, we're only going to have 10,000 deaths and now there's more, he's out. But if he says we're going to have 100,000 deaths and there's less, he still saves the job. So we always overshoot. That's not really, you know, that doesn't surprise me. But, you know, when you hear people say, well, you know, we should have social distanced sooner, it's not an argument that makes any sense. It's moot because, one, we didn't have proper information from China. Two, we were in the middle of flu season, and people died during flu season. Flu season, you know, always taxes hospitals. Hospitals are always standing room only. That's what the flu does. And it's very interesting because in the news right now, it makes it seem like the flu went away completely, you know, December 31st. The flu did not go away completely. People had flu. Where are those numbers? So, you know, now, would social distancing help prevent flu? Yeah, but where I'm nervous about people criticizing Dr. Fauci for that statement is if we have, or for him making that statement, if the big, shall we say, soundbite that's going to be later used in future media is, well, we should have social distanced sooner, then are we going to be flipping the switch every single fall, whether it's coronavirus or not? See, now that we've done social distancing, that's now a government option. At any time, they could say, all right, guys, you know what? Flu's killing, whatever. We're going to, you know, we heard of a child that died of possible coronavirus. This coronavirus does affect kids, but flu affects kids 10 times more. What happens when the first pediatric flu death happens, God forbid, this fall? Parents are going to say, wait a second, you shut down the schools for coronavirus, and now we have kids dying of flu. Shut down the schools now. And if the schools get shut down, then parents need to stay home with the kids, and this happens all over again. So, I want to hear from you, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whoever is in Fauci's role, I don't know who would be better. Honestly, I think he's done as good a job as he can. He's been saying everything a doctor would say, where, well, you know, you can't go back too soon. You can't. I mean, you know, he's saying everything medically correct, roughly. You know, it's just not an easy job. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Mark Zuckerberg, right, founder of Facebook, unveils a new coronavirus tracking site with a map created from people who are self-reporting symptoms. And he says he sees a lot of highlights of little clusters, some even near ski resorts. Well, that's kind of interesting, but again, you know, if you're going to, you know, have to anchor down somewhere, might as well be in a pretty place like a ski resort. So he has unveiled this coronavirus heat map, powered by user data, which is aimed at helping track the spread of disease and plan for reopening society. The map, developed by researchers at Carnegie Mellon University, is based on responses to survey which ask Facebook and Google users to self-report COVID-19 symptoms. The researchers say that the responses, when combined with other figures, such as medical claims and medical testing, can provide a more comprehensive view of the coronavirus pandemic than positive tests alone, and at a much faster rate. So the first map was released Monday, and it was based on more than 2 million responses from users across the United States over a trial period of 10 days earlier this month. And Zuckerberg said that after seeing how accurately the trial data matched known outbreaks in the U.S., researchers are taking expanding the COVID CAST project worldwide with help from the University of Maryland. So, across the globe, the users are going to see a pop-up at the top of their Facebook profile with a link to the survey. That includes questions about common symptoms like fever, shortness of breath, cough, and loss of smell. So, Zuckerberg wrote, as the world fights COVID-19 and countries develop plans to reopen their societies, it's critical to have a clear understanding of how the disease is spreading. With a community of billions of people globally, Facebook can uniquely help researchers and health authorities get the information they need to respond to the outbreak and start planning for recovery. So, you know, this heat map, very interestingly, doesn't seem to coincide as much as the, you know, coronavirus current map that we see with New York Times, because with these cases, many of these are people reporting symptoms, but maybe they haven't been tested. So if you're home and you're doing what you're supposed to and you haven't really called a doctor and you've just kind of been, you know, laying low and doing your own thing, that nobody knows that you have it. And so here they are able to have a means to tell somebody, look, I got these symptoms, but I, you know. One of you had asked about, you know, there being a registry. This was an interesting email I got this weekend. Hold on. I don't know if I could pull it up. One of you wanted to know if the government was going to keep data and keep tabs on who has coronavirus and can that come back to haunt you later. So here's the thing. All right. I am assuming that everybody's been exposed. Okay. Just like with flu and the common cold. I think because of the numbers, there's too many people, you know, that would be on that list. So if there's concerns about the coronavirus resurging and those people needing to go into quarantine, because there's so many, they would just say national shutdown. So, I mean, do I think you have to be concerned if you're on a list because you got the test? I don't. You know, and I understand that there's, you know, a lot of concerns about the government and people don't trust the government and being on lists and things like that. But our medical records are already out there, you know, and I see why it's a concern. But I think because there's so many, you know, if they did have to furlough anybody that had coronavirus in the past, that's basically most of the country. So I think you're okay. I wouldn't be fearful to go and get the test if you need it. You know, it's a killer disease. But it is interesting to show that in this map that he has here, there were high symptom rates in Colorado's Summit County, Idaho's Blaine County, home to Sun Valley, Navajo County in New Mexico. Navajo Nation has seen a large COVID-19 outbreak. You see counties surrounding New York City. A lot of, you know, attention has been given to New York City, but you got people around there that's also reporting. And so, you know, what Facebook is doing is at least they're looking like they're being active and it looks like they are helping. You know, one thing you've noticed is many companies and stars and all that, they kind of don't know where to go from here. You know, they need to, you know, stay relevant, but they also need to look like they're helping. Everybody wants to look like they're helping in some way. And so, you know, Facebook luckily can provide tons of data. Facebook has access to people. And has access to people being able to do surveys all the time. Now, my problem with surveys is you will have people that will not give proper information. They'll think it's a joke, whatever. But hopefully most people are being pretty, you know, pretty honest. So It'll be interesting to see. Now, where are we with numbers? Well, according to Worldometers, for coronavirus cases globally, we're at 2.4 million. Deaths, 167,000. 638,000 have recovered. In the U.S. alone, we've had 768,900 cases. So about 770,000 cases that have been tested, right, that came up positive. 41,000 deaths. Spain is at about 200,000 cases, 20,000 deaths. Italy, 178,000 cases, 23,000 deaths. So Spain is coming close to Italy's numbers now. France, 152,000 cases, 90,000 deaths. Germany, 146,000 cases, 4,600 deaths. The UK jumped to 124,000 cases, 16,000 deaths. When you look at the individual states, yeah, I wanted to bring that up. Apparently, this is interesting. North Korea has now said, oh, yeah, we've had some cases. Really? Really? Now, in the dead of April, they are now admitting, oh, you know, we do have some cases. But they have this whole time said they haven't. I don't know how many cases they've had reported. Let me see here. Let me see if I can pull this up. That was very, that was just kind of very timely. Let me see. I post a lot of stuff. All right. They said some, I apologize, my internet is very slow because everybody's home and on the internet. But they say cases of coronavirus have now been confirmed within the secretive North Korea. There have been confirmed cases in, Pyongyang, South Hwanghae Province, and North Hamgyong. The news obviously comes after they have been denying this for months. But North Korean authorities have revealed to citizens of public lectures that there were confirmed cases in the country as early as the end of March. So Radio Free Asia reported the latest news on late Friday. It detailed how lectures and speaking to organizations and neighborhood watch groups said there were cases in the country, but they didn't give numbers. So if you thought that, okay, well, being on lockdown or, you know, being under a communist or fascist regime, protected people, it might have protected them, you know, to a better degree than others, but by no means is that anything we want to mimic. They still have cases. New York still leading the pack with 247,000 cases, 18,000 deaths. Then comes New Jersey with 85,000 cases, 4,200 deaths. Massachusetts, 38,000 cases, 1,700 deaths. Pennsylvania, 33,000 cases, 1,200 deaths. And California, 31,000 cases with 1,100 deaths. Now, California numbers have skyrocketed. Now, why? Well, we don't know if it's because maybe there's more reporting. Maybe, you know, what California might have done originally is not report anybody that wasn't tested. And now the CDC is saying, no, even if they weren't tested and you think it was, you could go ahead and call it. But California's numbers definitely jumped. When we come back, we're going to talk about how in Vegas some of the casinos want to reopen and what that's going to look like. Also, students are suing. They have not stayed quiet when it comes to what's going on with schools, and colleges are now going to be upping their fees for students. Is college going to start being less popular? 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.